we're back to the Neil Haley Show. And you know what? It's just interesting about life and the journey of life. You never know where you're going to go, and a challenge happens. So I'm excited to welcome our guest, Maya Lisa Adams. Maya, thanks for coming by. And I want to know what we're going to talk about, that journey of life, but I want to know a little bit your background before we get to that topic.
Sure. Thanks, Neil. It's great to be here on the show. Thanks for having me. I currently teach part-time at Brigham Young University, Idaho, and I teach communication. And so I get to help students learn how to give a TED-style talk. And from that, I started helping out with different organizations doing TED talks or TEDx talks themselves. And that has become a business that I do now, as I have helped over 100 people in some way or form with their TEDx talk to get onto the TEDx stage and share that.
Oh my gosh. You know, and I wish I had more than 7 minutes now, because again, this is a big thing. My clients come into specifically, I think I'd love to do a TED talk. I don't know what that TED talk would be, but a lot of people, here's the first mistake. So this is going to be easy because I have great knowledge in this, because I've had clients that have done TED talks. Great. Do we need to hire, like hiring you as a coach or something to help us this process versus paying $20,000-$30,000 to get a TED talk? What is your thought? This is the some that, you know, they have that service where they provide it, like almost like getting a book author, and you go right through and they'll get you in a TED talk and really not prepare you for it. So, hey, I got a TED talk, but really didn't gain any value after the TED talk was done to move on, where that's sometimes the too bad thing that happens.
Well, I like to focus on helping them find getting people interested in their TED talk happening. So, for example, I helped Tasha, and she has over 800,000 views. And the reason is she has a daughter with OCD. She got into Facebook groups and said, this is what I want to talk about. Tell me, what am I saying, the right thing? So they were interested. They were invested in what she had to do. So there are things that you can do to get people ready to watch it. And then when a month later it's out on video, people want to see it and they spread it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, that's, so when you think about specifically a TED talk, I would have not known that you really have to have that right topic. But what about in your process? Do you get them, help them in the process to get it? Because it's not easy to get a TED talk.
Yeah. The first thing you have to do is know how to apply. And you need to be clear, concise, and compelling. And that's the same thing in anything we communicate. How we say it and what we say and how we say it really does matter. If you tease it on your application about what you're going to talk about, or if you don't spell it out so that they understand it, or if it's not compelling, like how does it apply today, post or in the COVID or post pandemic or hopefully soon post pandemic, then they're not going to be as interested in you, because you got to realize that even for a smaller TEDx stage that might have 100 applicants for 10 slots, that means 90% are not going to be chosen. So you need to know what you can do to elevate your message and be really clear, concise, and compelling.
So that's where, but in a lot of ways, it's about the application process, but it's also basically what you're putting into the application. That's why you have certain companies that just get you in. But Maya, when you hire a company just to do that and they put you in, but they don't give you the training to have a successful TED talk, it's just like a book that no one reads, right? What's the purpose? You want this, like you said, that great result of 800,000 people. Out of those 800,000, there's got to be a good number that inquired with that story, right? To wanting to utilize that person's services. And that's a platform that becomes a prestige platform, and also to brand you more, but also provide leads and opportunity, right?
Absolutely. People want to take the TEDx stage because it is such a credible stage. It is the stage, right? The TED stage is. And there are over 3,300 TEDx stages around the world. And even most people want to come to the United States and get on the TEDx stage and hoping they can become the next Brené Brown or Simon Sinek. But most people have it flipped. They want to do it so they can raise their income. But unless you have a giving heart, like freely giving your idea like they did, it works against you. So I will take an idea any day when I'm coaching someone over someone that's a polished speaker with a, you know, great delivery. I can't change your idea too much. I can help develop it so it can shine more, but you have to be that expert in your field. And then if you're not a speaker, I can help with that part, with the delivery.
Because they look in the application process how you speak as well? Is that part of it?
No, if you're just simply motivated by, hey, I'm a great speaker, I'm a motivational speaker, I should be on the TEDx stage, most local organizers won't even consider you. They would rather have someone who is their first talk on the TEDx stage, but they have a great idea worth spreading. They're giving it freely from their heart. That's the true TED spirit.
And that true TED spirit is what, wow. I mean, and like I said, between the things that are prestigious, your social media following, it's your basic who, where you've spoken, who you've been connected to. Then there's TED Talks and Wikipedia. You get the TED Talk, that's a great prestige. You get a Wikipedia, that really opens you up. But if people are searching you and find your TED Talk and they watch it and it delivers opportunity, that's the biggest situation. Videos sell. When people see people live and see who they truly are, and it's talking about specifically something to help someone, that's what the TED Talk was meant for, right?
Yes,
to educate people in some specific way to move forward and learn something, correct?
Chris Anderson has been the head of TED for the last 19 years. And what you may not know about him is he was a struggling entrepreneur who used TED videos to learn how to do these skills. Richard Werman, who started it and had been the 18 years before, was ready to shut down TED altogether. And Chris said, no, no, it's so valuable to people all over. It's been so valuable to me. Let me take it over. So he gave that presentation of a lifetime and was able to become the head of TED and has been for the last 19 years. And he was the one that made it famous, basically, because before they weren't recorded and put on YouTube, but we started learning about TED and TEDx talks in the early 2000s because he was curating them. And so when you give that talk, it's there for forever. For example, if you are an expert in your field and they have to buy a book from you, that's a charge. If they need to bring you in to speak, that's a charge. But the quickest way for them to get to know, like, and trust you is send them a link to your TED talk. And having a TED talk or a TEDx talk is what differentiates you. And it comes between, who am I going to hire as a speaker? Oh, they've given a TEDx talk. I'm going to choose this one to speak instead. Who am I going to hire for this job? It becomes a differentiate. Oh, they're an expert. TEDx means you're an expert in some sort of a field.
Awesome. Best place we can find information on you. Where can we go, Maya?
Yes. So if you want to know the top 10 tips that a speaker coach is looking for in a TEDx speaker, then go to mlspeaks.com. mlspeaks.com. And right on the front page, you can download those top 10 tips.
Maya, I definitely want to go back and listen to this. This is a thing I want to put on my bucket list at one point, having a TED talk. And I have to figure out a good topic that's going to just rock the house. As we all learn from the days of Clubhouse and everything, it's got to be something new and no one else has done. If you found that out, You're gonna nail it. So I appreciate you stopping by and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
All right, take care. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.